Hi, guys. Welcome to the Phil Hendry Show for this Monday. And today we are going to feature an encore of a Catscape show because the Catscape shows are so bloody popular and they are heard so very rarely. This is one from January of last year, right after getting back from a trip to Florida, hosted by, of course, Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder. They also have a Hero Cat of the Week interview, some cat that saved some humans' lives, and also their usual How Dumb Are Dogs feature, and also a song sung by Shadow. Here is Catscapes on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And now it's time for Catscapes with Shadow, Thunder, and Smokey. Brought to you by Wiener's Cat Food. Wiener's, not Wiener. Wiener is a dog. Wiener's is a cat food. And now here's Shadow. Hey, thanks a lot. Welcome here to Catscapes. This is Shadow. Smokey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm very good. Why went in for the procedure?
What do you mean?
I went to the veterinarian. I had to have a shot.
Did you get that feline distemper shot?
Yeah, I had to get that. And I got dandruff.
Oh, you got dandruff. I had that too.
Dandruff? What are you kidding me? Like your skin's dry?
Yeah, it's from an allergy. Cats get allergies. Don't you know that?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. I get taken in for a veterinary medicine.
Veterinarian.
Yeah, veterinarian. I got taken to that guy.
That's where I went. I went to a veterinarian.
Oh, you went to a veterinarian? Oh, okay. I don't know what you were. I was confused there.
He said he went to a veterinarian. Had to get a shot.
What kind of shot did you get?
I said I got for like feline distemper and I forget the other ones.
Slow down. God almighty, slow down.
It's a booster?
Yeah, it was a booster shot.
Oh, booster, yeah. Well, you know, we have to go in for these procedures. My owner takes me in once a year, and basically just that's it. And then doesn't bother me, although I got to sit in her lap.
Yeah, the whole sit in the lap thing.
I like to sit in my owner is Mr. Henry.
You sit in his lap?
No, I don't like to sit in the lap, but I like it when he pets me.
Oh, I like to be petted, don't get me wrong, but this sit in the lap stuff.
Yeah, the sitting in the lap makes you look like you're nothing, like you're just nothing.
Yeah, you know, it's very demeaning to sit in the lap and have some old lady.
Yeah, but the old lady that owns you, does she even knows where you are half the time?
I don't know. I mean, I'm outside, then I come inside, then I go outside. I spend a lot of time roaming the alley out behind the house because that's my turf. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. That's my turf. And that reminds me of a song. Are you going to sing a song? Yeah, I want to sing a song. Roaming the alley around my house, you know.
Oh, yes. Like you own your turf, don't you?
I own the turf, yeah. I. Shadow. I own it out there. Sometimes they say, there's talk out on the street. It kind of sounds familiar. Yeah.
Talk about it.
A new cat in town. Some cat catting around.
Yeah, trying to get out girls.
Everybody's watching, finding out what this feline's up to. Let me tell you something, it crosses me. Ain't no two ways about it. Him to the moon. Yeah. Kitty come lately.
Yeah, man.
There's a new cat in town. Everybody loves him. But don't worry about it. He won't be catting around, not with me in town.
You look in her eyes, the music begins to play.
And I know it was a female.
Yeah.
Hopeless romantic. Here we go again, Shadow. Like I said, I know it was a girl cat. So after a while, you know, I check her out, look her up and down. She ain't looking the other way, so it's those big cat eyes that get you every time.
Oh, yeah, man. I got my own broken heart to deal with.
Yeah. Kitty cat come lately.
Hey.
Looks like a new kitty cat in town. I thought it was some dude cat.
No, it's a beautiful chick cat making me look like a clown. Yeah! Look at that, there's Smokey on the guitar.
Hit it!
Woohoo! There's so many things I'd like to tell her, you know.
Open up, open your heart up.
Yeah, let it hang out. But night after night, it's all I'm doing is standing around and blowing it. Just blowing it. Tears on my shoulder. There's talk on the street. A new little feline is hanging about. Busting your heart, man. It don't really matter which side you're on.
You're just a schmuck.
That's me. I'm just a schmuck for every little feline femininity that come along. They will never forget me, but I'll never forget them, and they'll never forget me, and I'll never forget them. Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, where you been lately? Did you know? There's a new kitty cat in town.
Yeah, did you get her name?
I didn't get a name. Everybody loves her. But guess what? I'm holding it down. I'm still around. Yeah, yeah, man. Okay. There's a new kitty cat in town.
You're just another schmuck, aren't you?
That's me. Just another new schmuck in town. That is him. You ain't get your heart broken. I'm getting my heart. Every night I get my heart broken. If you open your window and outside... Never mind.
You're going to talk about what people hear.
Never mind what you hear outside. Okay, we got coming up tonight, of course, the Hero Cat story. We also going to have for you How Dumb Are Dogs? So get your phone calls lined up. The big prize tonight will be a case of Fancy Feast, gravy, and pate.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
I like that.
Yeah, we really went all out on that one. Sponsor, I don't know if Fancy Feast is our sponsor, but I say it is. I think somebody just lifted a box of it at the store the other day. It's Catscapes with Shadow, Thunder, and Smokey. We'll be right back. Get the new cat food everyone's talking about. Weeder cat food. Sounds like wiener, but only weeder. Weeder cat food has all of the nutritional aspects of cat food that you must have. You simply must have. Who cares about your cat? You must have it. That's a joke. But really, it has grains, it has high fiber, it has duck, it has venison, it has goat. Anything a cat will eat, it's got. Remember, Weeder, not wiener, not the wiener dog, Weeder. Buy Weeder for cats. Available now at Chumley's. And don't forget to get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Even if you're a cat, we'll take your money. We don't care. Your money's good here, cat. Get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com for a month or for a year. Jack, you've never had it so good. Now back to Catscapes. Now back to Catscapes with Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder. Okay, it's time now for,
Yeah, it's going to do the Hero Cat.
Yeah, that's a Hero Cat from England.
A Hero Cat from England. This ought to be good. Let's check in with our good friend here in England, a cat by the name of Perrin on the line with us here from Cornwall, England. Is that right, Perrin?
Yes, exactly. That's where I am right now in Cornwall. Wonderful to speak with you. I've often listened to your program on the Internet, so it's good to have you with us. To be with you.
Well, it's great to be with you. Hey, Perrin, this is Smokey, that Shadow, talking to you.
Yeah, I'm Thunder.
Okay, thank you. I was told that it was Smokey, Shadow, and Thunder.
Right, I'm Shadow. I'm like the host. That was Smokey. Thunder, say hello.
Hi, that's me.
Oh, you're Thunder. Okay.
So let's talk about this, Perrin. You saved the old lady, huh? The old lady what owns you?
Yes, right. Well, it's my own. It's an old lady. She's 83. And I'd rather not mention her name because it's right sort of embarrassing for her.
But you don't want to mention her name. You're on the Internet right now.
Well, I know, but I think that You know, I think this sort of thing is probably not believed by humans anyway, so I'm just talking just between us cats.
Yeah, so tell us what happened. How'd you save the old lady?
Well, it goes like this. This woman, as they say, is my owner. She'd fallen down a ravine. And I, when she'd fallen down, I just meowed my ass off, if you pardon my language.
No, it's okay. We're all friends here.
All right. I just meowed and meowed and meowed at the point where she had fallen. Now, she was down the ravine, so I stood there at the edge of the ravine, and I just meowed and meowed and meowed, and one of the neighbors, Mrs. Longmuir, came over, and she'd been with a lot of the search crews. So the search crews came over, and they said, well, look, this cat is screaming its guts loose. That was me. And there it was, not it, but my owner, the old lady. She'd fallen down the ravine.
Now, it says here that she survived the 70-foot fall.
Yes, she did. I thought she was dead, and I was a bit, and I noticed there was a bird I wanted to chase. And I said, "Well, you know what? I might as well just give it one last try,
just to make sure."
Yeah, just to make sure. So I went meow, 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 and sure enough, here comes this busybody old bird. I shouldn't say anything. She's a nice lady, but Mrs. Longmuir is always sticking her nose in. But anyway, she came along. She said, "Oh, Pirin, what do you see? What do you know?" And I'm thinking, oh, boy. But I go, meow, meow, and she looked down the ravine, and there's the old lady laying down there. The police apparently said she survived the 70-foot fall down the ravine. It was in the corner of a cornfield right near where we live, and she was able to survive it. My persistent calls led the rescue crews over to where she was. They hoisted her up and got her to the, hospital in stable condition.
Okay, now who's taking care of you right now?
Oh, I've got plenty of cat food. There's one of those feeders of dry food in the house. I go through a cat door. It's pretty self-sustaining, you know. But it was a touch and go.
Well, I'll tell you something. People, they love hero cats. They always hear the stories about hero dogs, but they don't hear a lot about hero cats. That's what we always like to tell them.
No, I think it's a good service that you do. And as I say, I followed your show here for a couple of years. I never thought I'd be a hero cat, but there you have it. And, like I said, she's going to be okay. And,
well, is she a nice old lady to you?
Oh, yes, of course. As good as it gets, I think. And, of course, as you guys were pointing out, the whole make you sit in the lap bit, yeah, I could do without that, but I can tell you that she feeds well. It's a nice place to live. It's nice and warm and dry. A few mice to chase and this sort of thing.
So what if the press been around trying to get you to talk? I love it when humans try to get us to talk. Hey, what do you think? Hey.
Oh, yeah. One of these local newspapers, there was some kid with buck teeth came over and was just, hi, kitty, and can you tell us all about it? And he puts the microphone in front of my face, and I went meow, 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 you know.
Have you ever attempted to say something stronger?
Oh, sure, you know, but Jerry. You hold back, because after all... And the other thing is, I'm a black cat.
I was going to ask you about that. You are a black cat, and your black cats, they say, bring bad luck.
Right, they're always talking about that. But the circumstances of this couldn't have been more fortunate. So, you know, the police say that she survived this fall because of me, and I bring bad luck? I think somebody owes me an apology, or all the black cats an apology.
Well, we know it ain't true.
Yeah, I'm black and white. I'm not black, but I'm black and white. I'm not bad luck.
Now, you're also a long hair, right?
I'm a long hair. Doesn't make any difference.
Well, most of the black cats, they don't like a short hair like me. And I've got the big yellow eyes and all that creepy stuff, so it blows their minds. But I can tell you that, you know, I don't mean anybody any harm. I'm just hanging out, and all of a sudden I see the old lady disappeared, you know. I looked, and one minute she was there. The next minute I said, well, I think I'll go chase a mouse. Then she's gone. So I walk over to the edge of the ravine, and I see her down there sort of, you know. And,
so you decided to start meowing your guts loose.
I did. I was meow, 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 meow. Figured, well, you know, someone's bound to hear me, and that was that.
Okay, well, this has been Pirin. Pirin, thanks a lot. In Cornwall, England. And Pirin, for being on our show tonight, you win a case of the Fancy Feast gravy, salmon in gravy, and also the Fancy Feast pate. What we have there with the salmon is what you like, right?
I love the salmon. Thank you very much.
I do, too. It's good.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for being here on Catscapes.
Great, talking to you. Love listening to you all the time, too.
Thank you very much. There's Pirin there in Cornwall, England. Saved the old lady, fell down to, you know, the cliff. Right, and we always say, you know, they always talk about hero dogs. Bitches, there's more hero cats than there has ever been a hero dog.
I think that they don't like to talk about cats because we're smarter than dogs.
Well, that's true. We are smarter than dogs, which brings me to the next segment, our most popular segment, How Dumb Are Dogs, coming up here next on this here Catscapes.
And we'll be back with more of Catscapes with Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder right after this.
Hey, everybody, this is Shadow reminding you, if you know of a hero cat, some cat that saves some, like human, because that's basically what makes you a hero cat, if you know anyone of like that in your neighborhood, maybe you're one yourself, send us your story, and we will send out one of our Catscape correspondents to interview you to make sure you're not, you know, yanking us.
Yeah, we don't want nobody yanking us, you know.
I understand, and we don't. So we'll send them out. Then we find out if you're telling the truth, then we will interview you here on Catscapes as our hero cat of the week, okay? So make sure that you let us know if you know, excuse me, about a hero cat.
Yeah, it could be a hero cat. I mean, it could even be a kitten, too.
Yeah, even if it's like a hero kitten, that'd be beautiful, wouldn't it?
Oh, man, if they found out about a hero kitten, they would have us on 60 Minutes.
No question about it. So send it in, your story here to Catscapes, care of the Phil Henry Show, and we'll send somebody out to make sure you're not lying, you know, making it up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Send your story into Catscapes, care of Phil Henry Show, El Pacifico, California. And now back to Catscapes with Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder.
Hey, this is Shadow.
I'm Smokey.
I'm Thunder.
And welcome back here to Catscapes, okay? This is a segment of the show. Everybody loves this segment. This is our How Dumb a Dog segment. And we're going to get on the line right off the bat here, Ruben, who's been hanging on for, like, since we come on the air, Ruben, you've been hanging on for the How Dumb Are Dogs.
Yeah, well, you know, I listen to you guys religiously, and I know the lines get jammed up for the How Dumb Are Dogs, and I got a beauty of a story, so.
Now, you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Decatur, Georgia.
Okay.
And this is a dog that lives right next door to us. There's me, and there's my brother, Timmery, and then I've got a little sister by the name of Fluffball. Now, this dog that lives next door to us is a bloodhound. And you didn't believe it. You're going to love this story because bloodhounds, you know, they can track human beings, right? That's why they have bloodhounds.
Yeah, I've often wondered if they were going to have a bloodhound cat.
Hey, what about that? If they got a cat that can track people, huh?
I don't know. Someday. But I doubt it, but Sunday. But, I mean, this story has to do with the dog.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so...
Don't rush me. I'm just trying to say, you know, it'd be great if we had bloodhound, you know, cats.
Well, it wouldn't be a bloodhound. It'd be a blood cat, which sounds real weird.
Yeah, okay, anyway.
Anyway, so... I can hear a dog right now. Do you hear that dog?
Yeah, it's okay. He's raised next door to us.
Okay, so I'm sitting there, and they got a bloodhound next door. Now, I said to Timmery, and I said to Fluffball, you know that these dogs are supposed to track human beings? And they said, get out of here. I said, I'm not kidding you. So I went up to the fence. I said, hey, dog, there's a missing person right down the street. They've been missing for 3 weeks. And if you pick up the scent, well, you can go find them, and you'll be a big hero dog. And the dog says, that's my meat, baby. Thanks for letting me know. So the dog takes off. We all go into the yard. We eat all the dog food that was left there in the bowl. The dog comes back. Dog said, there ain't no missing person down there. Well, he said, no, there wasn't, but there was sure a missing dog here because while you were down there, we ate all your food. What do you think of that?
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I don't. You said to the dog.
What do you mean you find it hard to believe? I sat on hold for whatever it was, 20 minutes.
He said there's a missing person down there, so the dog just took off.
Yeah, I don't understand what you just... Are you talking cat or some other language?
All right, so the dog went down looking for the missing person, and you ate the dog food?
Yeah, we ate the dog food. Why not? I mean, Jesus. I thought you guys would like my story.
Okay, that's not a bad story. It ain't great, but thanks a lot. We'll put that into the hopper. So there's that guy, Ruben.
You know something? He calls all the time with the half-baked stories.
Yeah, I don't think... Just because the dog goes down because he did it missing?
No, he said there was a person missing, and the dog was so dumb, it went, oh, really? Let me go find it. And in the meantime, they ate all the dog food.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so, well, that's one. Let's go over now to another phone call here. Missy here in California now, hey, in San Francisco. Hey, Missy, welcome to Catscapes.
Oh, hello. I have a great story. I'm a Persian cat. I am 9 years old. Right now I'm out in front of a Safeway that I think somebody just robbed.
You're kidding me.
No, I saw a man running out of this store. But anyway, I've got a great dumb dog story. So this dog was living with the people in our house, okay? They were dog-sitting the dog. And so I said to the dog, you know, in our house, oh, there goes that alarm again. So I said to this dog, so staying with us, I said, you know, in our house, what we like to do is the cats sleep in the dog bed, and the dog sleeps in the cat bed. And this dog was small enough. This is like a chihuahua. And the dog looks at me like, you got to be kidding me. I said, no. We, you know, it's kind of a way of welcoming people. So you sleep in my bed, I'll sleep in your bed. He said, okay. So I get into the dog bed. He goes, where's your bed? I said, it's outside under that tree.
I bet you he didn't think that was funny.
Oh, no, he didn't think that was funny at all. He says, where's your bed, really? I said, that's where I sleep, outside under that tree. Sometimes I sleep inside of that laundry basket. So, you know.
That's not a bad story. So the dog, where'd the dog wind up sleeping?
In the laundry basket.
Yeah, I like that story.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, it's a way to do it, way to get yourself a dog bed for the night. And you really do sleep under a tree or in a laundry basket?
No, I have a cat bed under my owner's bed that I sleep. I'm not about to tell him where it is.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call, and we'll take that under advisement. So there's another winner. What was that cat's name anyway?
I think it's like Myrtle or something.
Yeah. Okay, Myrtle. Congratulations. Take one more phone call here on Catscapes. How dumb are dogs?
I've got Blackie.
Hey, Blackie, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I've been enjoying the program as usual. I got a how dumb are dog. I got this dog. You know, I've been telling you guys about this dog for 2 years.
Is that same German Shepherd?
Yeah, it's the same German Shepherd. This dog is behind a fence, lives across this alley from where we live, right? And the dog's always staring at me. And I'm always hopping around, waving my tail, going, hey, dog, hey, dog. So one day I said, hey, what's your name? Seriously. And the dog's still staring at me because he thinks he's Rin Tin Tin or something. Anyway, I said, what's your name? He says, Booger. I said, your name is what? He said, Booger. Booger is his name.
He said, what did he say, Booger?
Booger, yeah, yeah.
What a goofball name.
Hey, I guess you can't blame the dog. I said, hey, Booger, you know, I bet you'd like to come over here and kick my ass. He goes, yeah, I would. I said, all you have to do is lift the latch on that gate with your nose. And he says, what? I said, all you got to do is lift the latch on that gate with your nose. All you got to do is just see the latch, and I'm showing it to him, right? And he says, I don't believe you. So I said, well, try it. Try to lift the latch on the gate with your nose. So he does. He opens the gate, it swings shut, it's locked. He's trying to come over and get me, and my gate's locked. So this dumbass spent the next half hour in this alley going back and forth before the gate that he can't open up and the gate where I am. What do you think of that story?
No kid. So this dumb, that's a dumb dog.
Yeah, it's a dumb dog. So finally the owner of that dog comes out and goes, what are you doing out there in the alley? Come on in here, you dumb dog. They unlatch the gate, they bring the dumb dog in there. And they're asking, and then I heard them talk and say, how did the dog get out, you know?
So how did you figure out all he had to do was push the latch up?
Because I was just looking at it. I'm just looking right at it. You look at it, you can tell. All you got to do is push the latch up with your nose. So I said, hey, Booger, you want to get to me? Come on, come on. Come on, I'm going to kick my ass. He said, yeah, I think I do. Okay. Well, just push the latch up. The latch closes. My gate's locked. This dumbass is caught in the alley.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. What do you think?
I think that's a good story.
Yeah, that wins.
Okay, I tell you what, Blackie, you know what? You win the fancy feast case of the gravy and the what do you call it, pate.
All right, okay. I know you guys would do it for me.
About the fifth time you've won.
That's because I know all the dumbest dogs, huh?
You know what? You got that right. You live on a street with the dumbest dogs ever.
There you go. I know, in order to win on Catscapes, just live around a bunch of dumb dogs. The dumbest dogs in the world live on my street, and that's saying something.
Yeah, I'll say that's saying something. One of these days, I'm going to come in with my own dumb dog story. Tell you.
You got a dumb dog? I got a great dumb dog story.
Oh, this I got to hear. Let me hear it.
Okay, go ahead, Smokey. What's the dumb dog story? So this dog I know was chasing me down the street one day, and I stopped, and the dog stopped, and I said, look, the wolf man. Well, naturally, he wants to meet the wolfman. He turns around, he gets out a pen and a pencil, autograph pad. He's got an autograph pad. Yeah, yeah. Well, it wasn't a wolfman. It was some guy going to a Cleveland Brown game in a dog mask, you know? Like the dog pound? Yeah, like the dog pound. So this dog turned around and goes, where? The wolfman, I got to meet. And it's a human in a dog mask. I said, that's a wolfman. He says, yeah, why is he wearing a Cleveland Brown hat? I said, because he's probably human. Ha, ha, ha. And I ran away. So, you know, that's...
Oh, boy, you guys say that my dumb dog stories are bad. That's bad.
Well, you know something? Maybe you ought to call back more regularly. We get some good stories. How about you, Thunder?
I don't have any dumb dog story. I don't see any dogs where I live. Just a bunch of dumb people.
Yeah, that's one we'll do next week. How about your how dumb are people stories? That I gotta hear.
And it's been Catscapes with Shadow, Smokey, and Thunder. A presentation of the world-famous Phil Hendry and the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved here on Podcast One.
Dumb dogs.